You're listening to UCB Ireland, serving the church, reaching the nation.
Guys, I told you he was coming. He is here. Alan is in the room. Alan, good to have you.
Oh, thanks, Tim. So good to be here again with you.
Thank you. Loving life. I love whenever we get to get people into the studio. And we talked the last time when you were here about this blossoming relationship. And that's, do you know what I love about partnerships and friendships and community is that, you know, God is glorified, God is honored, but we get to see God working in each of our lives. Mm. And that's a really beautiful thing. And there's always a glow about you. I know our listeners can't see this. Please believe me, listeners. Trust me when I say this. And I'm not saying this for the sake of saying it, but this man is always glowing. And when he walks in, he wears sandals. And so he just looks like Jesus. He has a beard and everything. And I know his heart is to glorify the Lord. And I'm being a little bit silly because it can be. And anyway, Alan.
Well, thank you. You're very, very kind and gracious, Tim. And hopefully the Christ-likeness extends beyond the sandals.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm believing for. You know, we are praying for you in the hope that that would be a reality. Alan, look, we want to talk about Christians Against Poverty Ireland, and we had a brilliant conversation the last time that you were in, and we touched on a number of things that were hugely significant and very relevant in the world in 2024. And we touched on how people can get in touch with you guys. Mm. We touched about, you know, kind of, you know, money coaches and the encouragement that they bring in helping people to make healthy choices with their finances. We talked about, you know, poverty. Mm. And the reality of it's not just a financial thing. It can be emotional, relational, and all of those things are related in many ways. And we talked about how CAP is for everyone. And, you know, sometimes when people think about poverty, they automatically assume or think about, you know, the homeless person or the, you know, the drug addict, the alcoholic, but actually it's so much more than that. And, you know, we agreed together and we shared our own experiences of mm-hmm. how we have found ourselves in poverty and financial difficulty and how we've been able to walk out of it and through it. And I'm talking a lot.
Mm.
And I just wanted to kind of just revisit that because I felt that it is important. And I know that we had so much to discuss the last time that we literally just ran out of time. And we wanted to talk about befrienders and how they can come alongside some people. We wanted to talk about the difference between you and other organizations. And then there's other things that we want to talk about today. And so let's pick up the conversation with kind of where we left off last time and talk about, you know, this idea of a CAP befriender. What does that look like?
Yeah, thanks again, Tim. Yeah, we had a great conversation and thank you again for the opportunity. But yeah, we talked a little bit about CAP's work, working with church partners, working with church-based volunteers, and particularly induction training for money coaches. And that's kind of where a lot of our conversation was. And I just also sort of coming away from that, wanted to also sort of mention that because of the both the practical and the spiritual, the emotional element that is all sort of tied up in, can often be tied up in financial challenges, the value of having a befriender, which is part of our money coaching, if you like, that we do. And so the befriender is very much there to work alongside the trained money coach that's with the church partner, but the befriender is there to be able to help an individual to journey in other areas of their life that may be impacting their finances, but maybe more of a sort of a personal kind of nature. So it could be anything with, you know, just difficulty with a relationship maybe, or a breakdown of a relationship, and maybe having a befriender support as well as having the practical benefit of a money coach could be really helpful. So very much money coach and the befriender that are part of money coaching, they really kind of work hand in glove in ultimately trying to help the participants that are going through or on the money coaching course to really get the best out of the money coaching experience, including where they may be having some challenges in other parts of their life that are impacting how they handle their money, the budgeting and the money management and that sort of stuff.
I suppose, you know, even the very thought of somebody who's in financial difficulty or finding some challenges around how they handle their finances, you know, reaching out for help can sometimes be so, so difficult. We know that, you know, there's a lot of shame, isn't there, for a lot of people, kind of around the idea of, you know, I can't tell anybody I can't manage my finances, or I can't tell anybody I'm running out of money, or I can't tell anybody that I've got myself into debt and I don't know how to get out of it. And so how do we encourage people? That's probably, you know, good to ask. How can we encourage people to recognize and realize that there's no shame in it, number one, but then also then, you know, to reach out and ask for help through CAP. Like, what do we do?
I think it's a really important situation, you know, when we're in that moment where we sense there's someone is experiencing huge shame and trauma even, and stigma around anything to do with money. And I think a couple of quick things I would say, Tim, is that it's just very important for us to listen to the individuals as they go through that, and not, you know, and, you know, just to really deeply listen to what's causing, you know, them to feel such shame. I think secondly, it's also important that we encourage them that they are not alone. A lot of people feel so alone and isolated, and that they're the only ones that could possibly be going through this kind of stigma and stress and trauma. And just to encourage them, saying, look, you're not alone. You're not on your own. But for the grace of God, I could be in your situation. I have been in your kind of situation. And just to try and gently encourage and support best we can, but really helping them see that they're not in it alone. And then I suppose thirdly, just to, while it may feel a little awkward at first coming along to a money coaching course, give it a go. Just give it a go. Come along. No expectations. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to share anything about your personal circumstances if you don't want to as a participant. But just come along. Be with other people like you that are having a little bit of difficulty maybe, or want to find more, or want to take some preventative steps even, and just come along, give it a go, give it a listen, and just be willing to try it, because and they would be the three things that I would sort of encourage, because it's a really courageous step to say, hand up, I've got an issue here. I've tried to resolve it on my own. I've tried Googling it. I've tried doing whatever. I need to find some other way to get some help. That's a huge step, and it takes huge courage. And we should be applauding and encouraging that kind of courage where people step up. And then we should be creating just a really safe, encouraging context in which they can begin to explore, unpack that, and doing it in a money coaching kind of context.
Which is brilliant. And I know that the money course, and please correct me if I'm wrong, if I use the incorrect type of language, is that my experience, having been around others who have worked with CAP, I was in a church who had its own CAP centre in Northern Ireland, and I know it's a little bit different in the Republic of Ireland how it's outworking itself at the moment, but one of the things that we did was the CAP money course, and I'm often reminded for myself, and this is how I unpacked it, it's like we all want our money to stretch further, don't we? In the best possible sense, we want more bang for our buck. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of a better way to describe that. And one of the things that I've discovered with anyone who has gone on the CAP money course, or anyone who has had a CAP money coach, is that the money was running out mid-month. And as soon as they started applying the principles that they were learning with their coach and the course, the money was stretching. Maybe it was running out on the 15th, and now it was stretching to the 22nd.
Faith Inspiring Radio. This is UCB Ireland.
So, Alan, was it last week? New wine?
Yes, yeah.
So you were in Sligo,
every time.
Having a wee holiday to yourself. I was away, so was the sun shining?
Kind of, partly.
Yeah. Much as a kind of mixed. I suppose, in Ireland. But you've got a beautiful, healthy glow about you anyway. You look like you enjoy the outdoors, that's for sure. So you're in Uwine, and you got to talk to the church. We'll use the term the church, because that's probably the best way to describe what you were doing, about CAP's work, which is just brilliant that you were given that opportunity to kind of get into people's ears and people's faces and talk about, the work that you're doing, what you're dreaming about, what your plans are. What was the crack there? How did that all go?
Went really well, yeah. It was my first time, actually, in Uwine. So it was just lovely to be there, to kind of get a sense of, just the love for Jesus, and people wanting to just, come to learn, to worship. There was some great teaching. But yes, CAP had a sort of like an exhibitor stand, I think it's technically called. And so we were there. We were there with our colleagues from CAP in Northern Ireland. So that was lovely experience to be sharing an exhibition stand with them. And yeah, I mean, I love being around all sorts of people. I especially love being around Christians, and I really, really love being around church leaders. So it was kind of my ideal environment in that sense. I love talking to church leaders, ordained there on a voluntary lay capacity, maybe. Just love hearing their heart, what God is stirring on their heart. And so it was lovely to get a snapshot of that and to hear some people share very openly. But likewise, they were very kind and listened to me and share my heart for CAP, and particularly our work in the Republic, because it's very new. It's less than a year kind of since we launched publicly. And so, yeah, there was a lot of interest. There was a lot of people who would have known of CAP from the Northern Irish context. And so we're very encouraging about launching in the Republic, or in the South, as they would say. But they were very encouraging. They also just had some really questions like, how can we get involved? And of course, I told them about our website, capireland.ie, that they could go, or I gave them my business card. And so a lot of questions about how they can get involved, or how we approach the work with church partners is a little bit different than Northern Ireland. So I got to share that with them, that we work through church partners, that we are focusing on money coaching almost exclusively in terms of how we actually inspire and equip churches so that they then in turn can help individuals with money management issues, budgeting, that sort of stuff, through offering money coaching courses. So, yeah, a lot of strong interest, a lot of real encouragement. So glad you're in the South. So glad you're in the Republic, all of that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it was just really good to kind of be in that kind of grouping and that kind of audience.
Brilliant stuff. So I've no doubt we've got church leaders, volunteers, board members, trustees, all of them stuff, trustees listening right now. What have you got to say to them?
So I would say, yeah, that CAP is very much wants to partner with the local church. We think, I believe with all my heart, the church is the hope of the world. There is no other God-inspired mechanism by which God breathes his hope into this world than through his church. And so that is, I guess, my first and primary kind of message. And also then that CAP has a desire to work alongside local churches, helping them in ultimately God's mission and vision that they have for their communities, for people in their churches, for their towns, their cities, their regions, in fact. And so CAP very much wants to work alongside. We don't replace the work of the church. We supplement And, you know, a lot of church leaders that I spoke to, not only last week, but, you know, over the last months, they will sometimes be quite candid and say, look, we don't have all of the skills and the capacity to be able to help individuals that are going through financial issues. And there are a lot of people in our churches and in our communities that are struggling. And so often they're really crying out for help, and they are really welcoming of CAP coming alongside them and helping to inspire, helping to equip church-based volunteers so that they in turn can then help people in terms of their budgeting and money management through money coaching. So yeah, a lot of them are very welcoming. And so that's really what my primary message is to church leaders. And then also for other individuals who may be in churches and, you know, maybe they don't have a wonderful singing voice like you, Tim, where they can't sing in the choir. Maybe they feel like, you know, they're still really haven't found their place within the church or understood their gifting in the church. And so having conversations with individuals like that, that have maybe run their own business and know what it is to be able to handle money or run a household well, they can go, hey, maybe this is an opportunity for me to serve within my church, having, you know, getting some training from CAP on money coaching, with money coaching, and a way for me to serve within my local church. So they tend to be the kind of conversations that we have and that we really welcome and would honestly like to have many more conversations like that.
I know from my own experience as a church leader, having people who are able to have the conversations that I can't have, who have the wisdom and the knowledge and the experience and the expertise and the relationships that I don't have, is a really helpful and life-giving tool, if you like, for want of a better word, I want to celebrate. I know I read this recently, that being a pastor or a church leader, whatever that
minister,
language is,
reverend,
that language priest, is for whatever community that you're a part of, is one of the most difficult jobs. Mm. Calling, vocations, whatever language you want to use around that as well, in the world, because there's this expectation that you'll be a CEO, the best preacher in the world, the best prayer
teacher.
Warrior in the world, teacher, you know, carer, counselor, advisor, marrying, you know, marriage advice, parental advice, you name it. And actually, the reality of it is that when the body comes together and when the body works together and we allow everyone the opportunity to flourish in their gift and have relationships that are really life-giving, that's, I feel like, when the church thrives. So let the pastors be the pastors, let the teachers be the teachers, let the evangelists be the evangelists,
the apostles
be the apostles, let the prophets be the prophets. And when the church works like that and everyone gets to flourish where they're planted and allow that gift that God has put in them to come to life, then that's a really beautiful thing. Everyone feels valued and everyone is seen and everyone is heard, and then everyone's needs are met. And so I'm saying this as a church leader to church leaders: listen to me, get in touch with these guys. These guys have got the relationships that you don't have. These guys have got the experience that you don't have, the wisdom that you don't have, and the tools that you don't have to help your people to walk in freedom. And that's the goal. We want people to walk in freedom. We want people to be able to lose that chain of bondage that they're carrying because of where they are at with their finances. So guys, the website is?
capireland.ie.
Email is?
info@capireland.ie.
Instagram is?
Christians Against Poverty Ireland.
Facebook is?
Christians Against Poverty Ireland.
Get in touch, guys, and we'll be back right after this.
Take us with you wherever you go. UCB Ireland.
So, Alan, we want to dig down deep into this church partnership opportunity that exists for people to get on board with what you're doing so that you can help them help their people help themselves. That fair?
Yeah.
So let's tell our people who are listening today how they can make this come to life.
Very good. Yeah, well, I suppose two things I'd say. And the first one would be, practically, we can provide, all the training, all the support, all the tools, all the resources, the videos, the coach guides, the participant guides, all the kind of resources that can really practically equip church-based volunteers to begin to help people that are struggling financially, that are struggling with budgeting or money management or whatever it might be. So we've got all the practical stuff that you really need. And really big shout out to our colleagues in CAP UK here, because they've invested over 20 years in developing these resources, upgrading these resources. And they have been so generous in just making these resources available to us in the Republic. We've done some localization, you know, in terms of making them, talking about euros instead of pounds and some other things like that. So we've definitely localized them and beginning to make them our own. But we've all the practical resources that churches would expect. We've all the ongoing support as well. So it's not just about the induction training and then, you know, goodbye, see ya, on your way kind of thing. We really want to walk with our money coaches and volunteer befrienders as they begin to deliver money coaching courses in their communities. Because questions come up, issues come up. How do I deal with this? How do I deal with that? And so coaches and befrienders need to know that they can go to CAP as an organization and they can get some help and some guidance in terms of how to help with this issue or that issue. Because we don't expect our volunteers to have all the answers, but we do expect them to then go and know where they can get the answers. And so all those kind of practical supports that one might expect. I suppose the second thing I would say, Tim, and again, begins with the letter P again, I would say pastorally. Wanting to really help people. And by that, I don't mean displacing the pastoral care that they already get within their church, their community, wherever their context might be. But I mean pastorally, like really get down in the trenches with people, as I sometimes refer to it. You know, we mentioned earlier, people feel very alone. They feel very isolated. They feel a huge amount of shame. And it's only when they know they've got somebody, their money coach or their befriender on their money coaching course, down in the trenches with them, walking in their shoes, knowing their pain, able to empathize deeply with them. It's only really then that I believe that the healing can really happen on both a practical level, but also on a pastoral level, where someone can begin to realize that, you know, maybe it's some decisions they made that weren't quite, you know, the wise decisions they thought they might be. Maybe it could be just a set of circumstances, like they're facing a job redundancy, or their company's closing down, or a relationship issue or something like that. So it's really that pastoral support to be able to really walk with people and help them during those times. They're Anamkara, if you like, and that's kind of a Celtic term that we don't hear a whole lot about. A soul friend. And in that sense, providing that pastoral, with a small p, pastoral help and support. So two P's, the really practical stuff that they need, all the resources, guides, budgeting sheets, worksheets, all of that good stuff we have. And then also the pastoral with a small p, including befrienders in an Anamkara soul friend kind of a way. And just socially as well. Breaking that social isolation, you know, sort of people are coming along to a money coaching course and maybe they've never been to the church before. You know, someone's making that invitation to come along to the summer barbecue that the church is having and come along, or whatever it is, the lone parents coffee morning that's going on. You know, someone to make those invitations and help break down the social isolation that people often feel when they're going through challenging financial times.
Brilliant stuff. So I think probably my encouragement to anyone listening today is to get in touch. You know, if we think about it pastorally, you're not looking to take people out of the church. You know, you're not looking to replicate the pastor. You're just looking to walk with people pastorally so that they can actually add value to the local church by living in freedom and use the gifts that God has given them. Maybe they're message is coming out of their mess, and then they can help other people. And wouldn't that be a great thing for just to have this in the best possible sense? Obviously, we want everyone to be walking in freedom, but we recognize that that's not the reality. And if we could have a conveyor belt almost of people, you know, who weren't walking in freedom, walking in freedom, and then leading people into freedom.
It's about the transformation. Yeah, it's about the transformation that can only really happen by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
Within a local church context.
Come on, now you're
because
preaching.
That's
Come
where
on.
People get the love, they get the safety, they get the compassion, the trust is built up. So it's really that transformation. But you've got to initially work with people as they present. Mm-hmm. And if they are presenting with financial challenges or issues in any way, well, that's where the first embrace has to be.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stop there. You continue on walking with them, and the embrace just gets deeper and deeper and more personal. One-to-one within the church, but also ultimately with Jesus too. Because
yeah.
Jesus is extending that invitation, that personal invitation to everyone.
Brilliant stuff. Alan, as always, such a joy to have you in with us, and hopefully we'll have you back in again.
Love to.
Very, very soon. Brilliant stuff.
Thank you.